All right, so this is all about strategic preparation. So I've walked you through how to do a strategic plan, and all of that works perfectly. But if for some reason you're sitting there going, I'm not even sure where to start with this, I don't really know how to develop a strategy, one of the best ways for strategy in any context to become really clear is to employ what I call a card counting process, the counting cards process. Now, some people call this a SWOT analysis, S-W-O-T. That's fine. The only reason I don't like that is because it is always done out of order. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, and the order is really important. And so in this metaphor, I just put the order right and use slightly different words. So to begin with, the counting cards process really is a metaphor. I don't actually know how to do it. I'm not that smart. But people who know how to count cards in poker have a tremendous advantage on the house. And that's what you're really after here in strategy, is you're looking to find a way to get an advantage on the house. And so here's where it starts. You start with, you know, what are the cards on the table? In Texas Hold'em, you have a couple of cards down on the table and you have a couple of cards in your hand, and you use the two to play your best hand. And there's common cards on the table that everybody has to play, regardless of what cards they have in their hand. And those are the kind of what's on the table. There's the external market conditions, the external stuff out there outside of your company and you that you have no control over that you see as trends. So it starts with, you know, what are the good cards? What are those opportunities? Capital is waiting on the sidelines. The next generation is on a spending spree, and there's an increased, you know, price index, for example. These are just generic examples where you're looking for what are those market conditions out there that might positively affect us, that we could really leverage. The bad cards, those are the threats. You know, there might be rising interest rates, or, you know, and again, here's what's really important. That card might be really good for one industry and really bad for another. So it really just depends on who you are and what you have in your hand and what you're up to. New competition is entering the market. There's more competitors. There's less demand. That's going to be a threat. We think we're late in the market cycle. You know, every market has a cycle to it, and you might be in the later stages. And so that could be considered a threat, or those are the bad cards. Now, that's what's on the table. That's what you have to consider, to contend with, that is completely out of your control. And you always start this analysis, the card counting analysis, with what's on the table. After you've figured out what's on the table, then you turn to look at what you're holding in your hand. So you've got cards on the table and cards in your hand. These are the cards you have more control over. Some of them you were dealt, but for the most part, you have a say in how they get used or deployed. So you know, you want to look at what are your weak cards? What are the vulnerabilities in your own organization that you want to pay attention to? So it could be, you know, you're winning fewer awards. So you used to be at top of the world, first prize. Now you're getting second and third place. Organizational structure could be confusing. I see this one a lot. You know, I need clear swim lanes that I'll know how to do, what to do, who's doing what, who's on first. That's where you engage the race heap chart, right, to solve this problem. But that's certainly a vulnerability. And then missed expectations. Maybe you had historic overpromise, underdeliver, and now people are losing trust in you. And so you've got to contend with those weaker cards. And you might have 10 of these, you might have two of these, doesn't matter. You want to figure out, okay, well, this is our weakness in relation to what's happening out there on the table or in the market. Now, what are our strong cards, again, relative to what's in the marketplace? Not just what we're good at, but rather what we're good at in relation to what's happening in the marketplace. So we might have, you know, really responsive leadership. We feel heard and understood. Our senior operational leaders are really responding well. We've got really strong external partnerships. That's a nice high five 80s guy with the beard. Pretty sweet. You know, we have vertical integration, let's say. I don't know, again, just sort of, this is management speak, I know. But all I'm trying to do is give you a sense for what this entire process, I call it the card counting process, what it entails. You're looking for what's on the table, what are the weak cards, what are the strong cards, and here's what happens. As a result of doing all of this, very quickly what will happen is you will start to observe, like, hey, our strategy is we need to solve some of these weaker cards